It's midwinter in rural Connecticut, and the cavernous wooden barn that Paul Winter has used as his rehearsal and recording space for the past several decades is empty of other musicians for now. But exotic instruments grace the place. A 300-kilogram Congolese talking drum, a Balinese gong, and hanging metal tubes a friend gave him. It all seems a world away from the swing dance hall his parents brought him to in Altoona, Pennsylvania, in 1944, when he was 5 years old.
But I remember the feeling in the hall. When that music was played, the people felt good. They were very convivial. And in a northern WASP American small town, you didn't get convivial often, but it seemed like when that music was played, it just seemed to enhance community. It evoked life. And I think right there was the seed for my life's path.
That path took Winter first to the clarinet, which he played at area polka dances with his sister on piano. Then to his own jazz band, which he formed at the age of 12, when he switched to the saxophone, his lifelong specialty. At Northwestern University in Chicago, he created a jazz sextet that beat out hundreds of other college jazz groups to win the All-Collegiate Jazz Festival and garnered the group a multi-record contract with Columbia Records, a major jazz label. But true to type, Winter was more interested in community than he was in fame and fortune. His sextet, for example, featured 3 black and 3 white musicians, unusual for the time. Jazz, he felt, was by its nature inclusive.
Jazz had long been an open, welcoming forum for people of all sorts of backgrounds. It was a safe haven where people could commune and consort and celebrate, and it didn't matter what color you were. And I think it's one of the wonderful things that jazz contributed to the American journey.
Soon after college, the Paul Winter Sextet left on its own inter-American journey when the U.S. State Department sent them on a 6-month, 23-nation goodwill tour of Latin America. Winter says that that eye-opening experience ended any notions he had of a traditional career.
What happens when you travel, I think what anybody does, is your world expands, your community. You realize that the whole world is your home, not just this city you live in. And we heard many different kinds of music and lots of music that we resonated with.
It's a journey that has taken his changing core of acoustic musicians, the Paul Winter Consort, to nearly 50 countries, where they have jammed, communed might be a better word, with African Mabiri players, traditional Russian singers, conch and Japanese drummers, and scores of other diverse instrumentalists. This work has caused many to credit Winter with helping to foster what is now known as world music. Winter freely admits he's rarely shared a spoken native language with these virtuosi, but he says that hardly matters.
You can make music with people instantly and not have to know a thing about them. What you know is this common water that you share, this common resonance. And that's almost enough. You know, everything else is sort of okay, that it's interesting, but not necessary. You share essence. You tap into the universal heart. And that's one of the miraculous things about making music.
Throughout the 1970s and 80s, Winter developed a keen interest in the music of nature. His groundbreaking New Age album, Common Ground, featured the sounds of endangered animal species, such as the humpback whale. And packs of wild timber wolves, with whom he later improvised this rain-soaked duet in a national park. But the Paul Winter Consort and Friends may express the connection between the human, the natural, and the cosmic world most seamlessly and most famously at their annual winter solstice celebrations at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York City, the largest Gothic cathedral in the world. The sold-out musical journey takes the audience through a symbolic reenactment of the year's longest night and the climactic moment when the sun is reborn.
It's cathartic for me. Basically all those sounds are ones that I love. So I'm just, in a sense, entertaining myself, having a good time with all these favorite sounds, and thrilled that other people like it too, and that they'll come along for the ride with me.
This live recording earned Paul Winter one of his 7 Grammy Awards. But again, it's not fame that has brought the Paul Winter Consort to the cathedral every year since 1980. It's his sense of spirituality and fun, part of the commitment to community and celebration that has guided Paul Winter in his musical journey for over a half century. With Paul Winter, this is Adam Phillips reporting.